This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there have been many questions on why the number of children and adolescents are identifying as LGBTQA plus gender neutral these days. And what has spurned such a number? And it's a very interesting, it's an interesting argument in that years ago when there was a discussion that homosexuality was environmental and that somebody can sway you and therefore unsway you and there could be classes and all that, I as a physician thought that was ridiculous. I said, look, for those who love who they want to love, those who identify as who they want to identify, it's at birth. And so any sort of class, you know, or training is cruel to do. And that has kind of been the growing consensus that it's biological, you can't environmentally change. But now all of a sudden we kind of have the opposite, where teachers are asking kids, well, think about it. What do you think? Are you not? And, you know, what do you want your genders to be? And now we have a huge explosion where I think close to 20% of Gen Zs. Now, remember, Generation Alpha are younger. So Generation Alpha were born after 2010 going to 2025. So Generation Alphas are about 13 years at their max. Gen Zs are the 1995 to 2010. Millennials are 1980 to 1995. Gen X are 1965 to 1980. Baby boomers, 45 to 65, although maybe many baby boomers years ago it was anybody coming home on leave during World War II. So some baby boomers who were born pre-45 consider themselves baby boomers if they were the result of a baby that was made, you know, when somebody was on leave. But they have defined the pre-1945 generation as traditionalists. And so when you see that now we have 20% of Gen Zs identifying as the LGBTQAI plus community, now people are asking, well, then is it environment? Is it not biological? Is it environment? So, you know, I'm as a physician, I was taught in medical school that 1 in 6 men have experimented with homosexuality and 1 in 8 identify as homosexual. And so when I heard that the average incidence and the numbers of individuals in the community were 2%, 1.5%, I'm like, no, we were taught in school it's a lot different. And, you know, just being among many individuals, and I thought the percentage was higher. Was it 18 to 20%? No. But that's a much different jump than going from 1 to 2%. So the first thing I have to say is the percentage of individuals who identify in the LGBTQAI plus community was underreported and underestimated for a long time because many people felt like they couldn't talk about it or they couldn't. So there was an underestimation of the number, even though in medical circles we knew that there was a higher number. All right. Number two is many people feel easier to speak about it. When we hear about gender neutral and transgender, those numbers were less because they weren't necessarily as commonly accepted. But when you hear that somebody is gender neutral or transgender, those might have been individuals who used to be classified as homosexual. Now, not all transgenders are homosexual. You have many transgenders that will still want to, you know, or have sexual attraction to opposite or sex. But many individuals who thought they could only, shall we say, be classified as one or the other might have just picked homosexual or bisexual until now that there's more options. So it might not be that the numbers are necessarily rising in those categories. It's they've changed their classification. But the idea of being gender neutral is something that doesn't necessarily mean somebody's transgender or somebody's LGBTQ. They just might not want to be a stereotype as a girl or boy. That number is going to change because we're not stereotyping girls and boys anymore. I mean, with the exception of what Barbie did in that movie, that, you know, which really confused me because I thought they were trying to be more progressive when they actually kind of, you know, stereotyped a lot. We're not doing the whole pink dresses thing. You know, we're for girls. You know, we're not doing well, the all boys are into sports. We've kind of moved on from that. So we aren't necessarily, forcing people to be among those stereotypes, whereas you used to. If you were a girl, you had to wear a dress. I hated wearing dresses. I couldn't stand wearing dresses. I couldn't stand Barbies. I wanted to hang out with the guys. Yeah, I wasn't necessarily a tomboy, you know, because I did like to some days, you know, do the girly thing, but I still to this day, I'd rather hang out with the guys and do what used to be stereotypical guy stuff. Just most of my friends are guys. That's just how I, you know, just how I prefer things. But I'm heterosexual. I love men. Prefer to have sex with men. And I love the men in my life. I got boys. I got husband, I loved my father, brothers, so I really wish we didn't have movies that were anti-man. So, you know, this idea that while we have a large percentage of people who are, gender neutral or gender fluid are those who are, you know, I'm just not going to make a decision now. And many adolescents, when they go through their identity stages, do sometimes want to not identify as one thing or another. But yes, we do have a higher percentage of the population now reporting and identifying. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hi everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. As you know, blood banks across the country have declared critically low supplies. In response to this, governors have united for National Blood Donation Week. September 1st through the 7th is National Blood Donation Week, and September 4th is National Blood Donation Day. We are hoping this encourages millions of Americans to donate blood. When crisis strikes, the blood needs to be in the hospitals ready to go. But remember, the units need to be processed days before. And thousands of units of blood are already being used by hospitals and medical centers on a regular daily basis. So blood supplies need to be prepared and delivered year-round. If you cannot donate blood, please host a drive or even spread the word during National Blood Donation Week. It all saves lives. You could sign up to donate blood or host a drive at drdahlia.com. Follow the link to National Blood Donation Week. That's drdahlia.com. Remember, if one pint of blood can save three lives, imagine what the whole country could do.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise at GCNlive.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So students in Maine have been banned from drinking water fountain water because they have detected PFAS, these forever chemicals that they've been called. Apparently, it far exceeded the state's limit of 20 parts per trillion. So students who have returned to school in Maine are not allowed to drink water from the drinking fountain. So they're going to have to then provide bottled water until the filtration installation project for the tap water is completed. These students are located in Mill Pond and Hodgson Middle High School at Aroostook County. It's located at the border with Canada. The two schools were the first in the country to test for PFAS over a year ago. They found that the levels were over 34 parts per trillion, far more than the 20 parts per trillion safe level. School administrators had hoped that new carbon treatment systems would have solved the problem by the time the classes returned, but the project is not expected to be completed until late November. Makes you start to wonder how many other school districts might not be under the safe levels. It is an expensive goal. It's going to cost more than the $120,000 grant they got from the Maine Drinking Water Program. And so the state told the school district of Hodgdon in December to immediately stop using the water. Now, we just spoke about PFASs when the forever chemicals when it came to our straws. This paper straw obsession that we have. And there was a recent study saying they have more of these forever chemicals than plastic straws do. And the last thing you want is to be exposing yourself every time you suck a drink out of a straw. Now, there are cities that have been known to have higher levels of these toxic forever chemicals, which could affect could affect your endocrine systems, could affect fertility, have been linked to cancer, low birth weight in babies. And so there's a report looking at the cities with the highest level of these poly or per and polyfluoroalkyl substances. These are, by the way, microscopic chemicals that can take thousands of years to break down in the environment or in the human body. Hence, they're called forever chemicals. And we've been using these chemicals as we've been trying to be more green and, I think, exposing people to them more. So the cities that seem to have the highest level, this is, I want to give credit where credit's due. This is being reported by Daily Mail, but I don't know if this is EPA data. I don't know if I have, unfortunately, the source. But of the cities listed this summer were Quad Cities, Iowa, Louisville, Kentucky, Decatur, Alabama, New Orleans, Philadelphia, Bergen County, New Jersey, Wilmington, North Carolina, Brunswick County, Charleston, South Carolina, and let me see if I could find, and Miami, Florida. Now, cancer case rates in cities with the highest level of PFASs. Apparently, a couple of these counties or cities have exceeded the national average. Cases per 100,000. The national average for cancer is about 438.7 cases per 100,000. They found that the Brunswick County was over that. Quad Cities, Iowa, far exceeded that. Wilmington, North Carolina, Philly, Louisville, Decatur. Some of the cities were at average. All cancer deaths in cities with high levels of these, Brunswick County, North Carolina, Quad Cities, Iowa, Wilmington, North Carolina, Philly. So, you know, what this means is we might be making moves to that we believe are eco-friendly. And we might be trying to improve things. But then instead, what we're doing is we're introducing more chemicals. You know, I've been very reluctant to eat some of these fast food veggie burgers because there's chemicals in them. I don't want chemicals. We used to drink our soda out of glass, and they changed it. And when we moved from glass to plastic, and I think it was the 70s or 80s, when they made these plastic bottles that if you drop them on the ground, they go upright because they were designed to have that round bottom. People thought that was the coolest thing. I don't particularly like plastic growing up because I grew up in Phoenix, Arizona, and things melted. So if your crayons melted and your plastic toys would melt that you left out in the sun, what are you eating and drinking? These things are melting. I've never been a fan of plastic, but we use them. But when I go to California and they give me a straw and the straw starts to disintegrate and go into my mouth as paper, I don't want that stuff in my body. I don't want paper. It's colored. It has a certain color to it. That means there's chemicals in the coloring. They use, you know, in order to make the shapes of these things, masks, even masks have been found to have chemicals. Everything has chemicals. Now, being exposed to a little chemical here and there, it happens. Our body can withstand a lot of it. But if drinking water, such as what these kids are exposed to, is cumulative, where it absorbs and it stays in your system, yeah. You know, we wonder why cancer is on the rise. Is it our junk food? Is it our obesity? Is it our radiation exposure? Or is it that we're exposed to all these chemicals? I mean, getting up in the morning, I take a shower, so whatever body wash or whatever soap I'm using, then, and if they treat the water, if it's treated water, there's chemicals in that. Then I go to put my moisturizer on, and then my makeup foundation, and my eyeshadow, and my eyeliner, and my blush. And I mean, I am lathering up in chemicals. If I put on sunscreen, that's even more chemicals. And then, of course, I'm, you know, in my car has a new car smell. Paint, there's probably chemicals in the car that heat up that I get exposed to. You're out among pollution. The dog or the cat that might have slept on my face, I'm obviously exposed to that. So, you know, we are going to be exposed to chemicals, but can we limit them a little bit? So, you know, seeing what's going on with our water, they say industrial sites and military bases often produce the PFAS runoff. Agricultural sites do that because of the pesticides. You know, we're trying to improve our food, save our food, not allow our food to be destroyed, but we use pesticides for that. Well, in doing one thing to help save the food supply and keep the food supply safe, on the other end, we're exposing people to more chemicals. And again, these chemicals are related to cancer, pregnancy complications, and other serious health outcomes. Now, again, the studies are associative, not necessarily cause and effect, but it does make you wonder. So with kids going back to school, if a school district has, what I would do if I were you, if I was a parent, you know, ask if the school has done these testings, and do they have the data on a website? If they don't, then maybe just make sure your child brings in their own water. But keep in mind, where are they bringing in their own water? From a water bottle. That's plastic. I like stainless steel. If you could have a stainless steel water bottle, you know, I like stainless steel utensils. I like stainless steel. It also doesn't seem to attract a lot of bugs and pathogens. But, you know, I think we have so many other crises going on right now. But my concern is, you know, thank God for Maine schools to look at this. Did every other school pass? Where's the website? I mean, good for Maine for, you know, being vocal and public about this. You know, schools are back in. A lot of the foods, apparently I think Walmart, we're being told that some of the products they have might be changing from cardboard back to plastic. There's been, I'm not exactly sure what's going on, but apparently they might be swapping out recyclable cardboard pasta boxes for plastic bags to make the packaging lighter. Now, well, again, you know, cardboard. I mean, cardboard, again, is full of chemicals. In order to make, when you eat something like, let's say, your Big Mac in one of those little containers, you notice it's a little shiny. You notice the oil and the wet doesn't go through because they're treated with a chemical. So our boxes can be treated as well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation taxation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Idalia has now reached hurricane status.
Tampa Bay, Florida is under a hurricane watch and storm surge watch. The National Weather Service issued those alerts yesterday ahead of Idalia. Hurricane force winds are possible within the next 48 hours, and water from the coast could rise and move inland. Peak winds could reach 40 miles per hour, and gusts could hit 45 miles an hour. The National Weather Service warns the potential impact from Idalia could be significant and life-threatening. I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden says diversity in America is under attack. He made those comments yesterday while marking 60 years of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law. One faculty member at the University of North Carolina dead after a shooting on campus yesterday. Police say they have a suspect in custody, but are not releasing a name or possible charges. Corey Myers, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Elton John had been hospitalized. I believe he has been released after a fall at his house. But the USA Today says he's still standing. Yeah, he's still standing. So the singer and multiple Grammy award winning brilliant musician Elton John, who's 76 years old, had fell at his home, was taken to a hospital, kept overnight for observation, and he was discharged this morning back home in good health. It is a minor accident that comes 2 months after he had a farewell performance in UK. The five-time Grammy winner played his final North American show last November at Dodger Stadium. He had previously undergone hip surgery after suffering a fall in 2021, had to push back his tour dates. seeing these you know, gifted singers be able to perform in their 70s. I mean, look at Paul McCartney, and look at, it's a real treat to be able to still see these individuals and you know, enjoy their music. Dolly Parton, out and about, doing really active. And so age isn't stopping any of us, but fortunately he's doing okay. We do have some breaking news on Republican House Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He has been diagnosed with blood cancer. Now remember, he was the one who was shot while practicing for a congressional baseball game in 2017. He had brilliantly recovered, survived that, recovered well. Unfortunately, he says, after a few days of not feeling like myself this past week, I had some blood work done. The results uncovered some irregularities, and after undergoing additional tests, I was diagnosed with multiple myeloma. It is a very treatable blood cancer. He has, I have now begun treatment and will continue for the next several months. I expect to work through this period and intend to return to Washington, continuing to work as majority leader and serving the people of Louisiana's 1st Congressional District. So this comes 6 years after him being shot. He was critically shot in the hip. He actually went into a coma, had multiple surgeries, learned how to walk again, and now he's going to be battling cancer. He's 57 years old, is currently serving his 9th term in Congress, was first elected back in 2008, and he was the House Minority Whip from 2009 to 2023, and now is the Majority Leader. So, Godspeed. You know, multiple myeloma, not easy. It's a form of blood cancer that affects the plasma cells. Plasma cells are white blood cells that are integral to making antibodies. And these blood cancers, you know, having an uncle who died of leukemia, you know, blood cancers, sometimes there's no rhyme or reason. Could be hereditary, oftentimes not. And when your body starts to overproduce blood cells, it limits the ability of your body to make good blood cells and manage, and it will cause fatigue. It could cause major immune system issues. If you don't have your blood system, hematological system working right, it can be deadly. And so, you know, because some people have asked, how does making more blood cells kill you if you need blood cells? Well, the type of blood cells that are made, when there's that crowding, when too many cells inhibit the organs from functioning properly, and there can unfortunately be a lot of issues. Hopefully he is able to overcome this. Not easy. He's definitely had a rough time. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we are looking at what's happening with Big Pharma, and prior to the COVID vaccine, everybody, including Bernie Sanders, was, you know, politically ripping on Big Pharma. And then all of a sudden we had the vaccines. It's like, oh, okay, vaccines are good. And you're like, you just have been for years ripping on pharmaceuticals, and now all of a sudden you're mandating a vaccine. Well, Big Pharma and the U.S. government has a very touch-and-go relationship. Even though we needed them for vaccines and medications, okay, we don't like the prices. And as I've discussed, we have a lot of drug shortages. And to incentivize companies to make drugs and do R&D, they need to feel like they're making money. If they don't feel like it's worth it, if they feel like they're going to get sued and blamed for crises that happen, such as the fentanyl crisis and the overdose death crisis, they're going to be more reluctant to make new medications. Well, President Joe Biden is going to target 10 prescription drugs that will be a part of the first round of price negotiations under Medicare. Now, Medicare has an ability to negotiate and bring down costs. My concern, though, is who then covers the payment, who then gets it on the back end. And so some of these medications, which I do support, I think Medicare recipients deserve to have better coverage of medication. It just, the government should be promising that the money we put in I'm not a Medicare recipient yet. I still got some time. But if you put money into the system, you should be able to get that money out. And you should be able to get your medical care covered. The problem is Eliquis, which is a blood thinner, pretty expensive. Diabetes medication, Jardiance. Let me see if I have a list of all the medications. Let me see if I have that list. I apologize. Sometimes, so we have Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto. Now, Eliquis and Xarelto are used for blood clots. These things are very, very common medications, but they're expensive. Januvia is a diabetic medication. Farxiga is a diabetic medication. Entresto for heart failure. Enbrel. Enbrel is used for psoriasis, rheumatoid arthritis, psoriatic arthritis. Imbruvica for blood cancer. Stelara for psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis. And then many of the insulins. Novolog, Novolog FlexPen for diabetes. Even though I think President Trump had brought down the price of insulin down to $35, when he left office, something happened to that. I think the current administration canceled what was started on that, and then they rebooted it recently this year to get insulin prices, again, I think back to $35. So President Biden, after the Inflation Reduction Act, and I've really seen inflation reduce. I know they're saying 3%, but I'm spending 50 to 100% more on things, does make improvements to Medicare by expanding benefits, lowering drug costs, allegedly, and improving the sustainability of Medicare program. So with that, if you have Medicare recipients on these expensive drugs, then there has to be a way where they could use some bargaining power. And again, I don't really that per se, because, you know, the government should do something to help. There has to be, when there's a will, there's a way. But an issue we have is we have a lot of individuals on Medicare, some who are not retirement age because they have medical conditions. And these medical conditions are very expensive. So what used to kill us, now we're able to keep people alive, doing multiple medical procedures, et cetera. I mean, my father, when he had a heart attack, he dropped dead. Didn't go to the doctor, didn't get himself taken care of. But if he would have, he could be still alive today on medications, blood thinners, statins, but, you know, he left us. But many individuals were shrewder and got themselves taken care of, but to keep them alive, it's costing a lot of money. And so when you do have a program like Medicare, and we're assuming a lot of the money was mismanaged, all right, any of our money that we put in through our paychecks should have gone into an account that would have, with inflation, increased. My guess is by the time I need it, they won't even pay for an aspirin. So they're making moves on that. It's just, who is then going to pay for the price cuts? Is it going to be more expensive for anybody with private insurance? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms. Whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping, addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the media doesn't cover a lot of this, and I bring it up, but we've got to stop our dependence on China, especially when it comes to medications, and we have to stop the insidious entry of things from China that are being used that could affect our health. We spoke about those vape pens that look like highlighters coming from China that the kids love, because when their parents go, let me look at your backpack, do you have your school supplies? Yeah, Mom, see, I got my highlighters, I got my index cards. Good boy, good girl, have a good day in school. Meanwhile, those highlighters are vape pens from China. found to have 50% or 50 times the amount of nicotine than a vape pen should. Okay, that's some dangerous stuff. What else? What other crap could be in there? Well, I told you guys a couple years ago that I found some websites where China was advertising opioids. And they were calling them chemicals used for research, and anybody could buy them. And I think when I checked last month, that website might have still been active. And what the hell is going on here? And doctors keep warning people that, hey guys, you have these medications that are making their way into the U.S. drug supply. Doctors have been raising concerns over nitazoxanone. These are opioids that are even deadlier than fentanyl, 1,000 times more potent than morphine. It's a synthetic opioid. And nitazenes have been picked up in individuals who have overdosed. Now, we have naloxone, we have Narcan, but one dose of it might not be enough. If it's 1,000 times more powerful than morphine, doctors at Mount Sinai, New York, have issued a warning saying clinicians should be aware of these opioids in the drug supply so they are adequately prepared to care for these patients. Now, what are we doing right now in society? We're going after doctors who write you pain medication for your exposed nerve with your tooth, your spinal stenosis, your neuropathy. Every month I get reminders of what I need to not do when it comes to opiates. I have to do class after class and show that I'm not over-prescribing opiates. I haven't written one since 2016 because I haven't worked for a company where they write them. Meanwhile, people who are in pain are trying to find other ways to get pain control. So, somebody says, hey, I got the pain medicine right here. I have your Lortab, I have your Percocet, but if they're laced with these things that are deadly, a lot of these overdose deaths might be accidental. And so we've created this crisis. And some of you have faulted me for, I live in Nevada, and I voted to legalize marijuana. And people have faulted me for doing that, and I told you what my reasonings were. My reasonings were, one, to free up the police, because they have enough on their plate. Two, so we could study it, because there could be some medicinal applications. But the big thing was, we were cutting back on narcotics and pain medication, and many individuals were using it for pain control. And so I was like, you know, maybe temporarily, and I also expected there to be an infrastructure that would slow down on its easy access, especially to kids. So I regret that part because I don't like kids using it and dropping out of school, and I don't like smelling it on the highway. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we have this highway called the 215 that's basically out in the middle of the desert. You know, not a lot of buildings surrounding it, and I could smell heavy, heavy pot while driving, which means somebody in their car is baked. It's sad. It's a sad reality. But being a physician, seeing patients not being able to get pain medication, you know, I thought, well, maybe at least that would be an avenue. Now, they say 150 Americans are dying from overdoses every day. Right? Is it the Dr. Smith's 25-tablet Lortab prescription that they one time gave? Or is it individuals using fentanyl? Individuals taking medications that got smuggled in through the country. So we have a problem. We have a pain problem. We have a drug problem. We have a border problem. How are we not stopping these medications? And when you see, China was selling these on the open internet. That's some scary stuff. When it comes to Narcan or naloxone, I think every household should have it, but have at least two doses because one might not do the trick. And waiting for 911 to come, you might have to administer a second dosing. These medications cause severe respiratory depression and death. And interestingly, some individuals who pay a lot of money for their high, they might come out combative, going, what did you do? I spent a lot of money on that. You're like, I'm trying to save your life. They say among fentanyl patients, 36% needed more than one dose of naloxone. 27% had to be intubated in this recent study, published in JAMA Network Open, looking at 537 adults admitted to the ERs. And I really worry about what these kids are getting. These kids are ordering these medications, getting these medications from other kids. How many moms have been on the news saying my kid died because they took what they thought was a Percocet and it was laced with fentanyl and nobody was around to help them? These narcotics give people buzzes, and some people love that buzz and love that euphoria. But I'm telling you right now, you become tolerant to it. You don't get that euphoria. And if you become addicted and dependent on narcotics, it is so painful to get off. Many individuals who are addicted to narcotics, they're not taking the narcotics to get euphoria. They're taking the narcotics because the withdrawal is so painful that it's easier for them to just go to work and just get along with life taking the narcotics. And that can happen instantaneously in terms of your dependence. I wouldn't wish narcotic withdrawal on my worst enemy. It is miserable. So when individuals can't get it from their doctor or they can't get into their medical provider, can't get it online, where do they go? And marijuana might be helpful for some with pain, but the average person does not get pain control, not to the degree that they need. And it's a very, very scary time. You know, we look at the suicides going up, especially in our military. God bless our military. And is anybody asking if some of these suicides are because they're in pain and they can't get access to pain control? You know, people in pain struggle, and it's miserable. And what it does to your mind, what it does to your body. And if they can't get something to help them, sometimes the only relief they find is leaving this earth. We have to do a lot more for our veterans. We have to do a lot more when it comes to pain. But what we're doing right now is not looking at the border, not looking at what's happening with China, just blaming doctors, going after pharmaceutical companies. They even sued pharmacy chains. When is somebody going to... What the hell is going on with the border? What the hell is going on in customs? And I get it's a lot of work. It's a tall order. But, you know, maybe we need to lay off the doctors for a little bit and the pharmacies and stop these deadly drugs from coming across the border. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man.
you, your dog walker, your cat jugger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.